Do you put icing on it or anything?
If you want to.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you have a special icing recipe?
Yes. I take a package of 3-ounce cream cheese and a box of 4X sugar and 1 egg, and you put a little canned cream in it to thin it down. And that's as nice as icing.
Sure, I know how to cook, but I don't know every one of her recipes. So then you put a little cream in it?
Uh-huh. To thin it down so it won't be so stiff on the cake. And that's all there is to it.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. I would like to talk to you for about another 2 minutes because we're almost finished.
Make haste because I got to go.
Okay. You got to make dinner?
No, I've got to go off.
Do you sew?
Embroidery, knits, mostly what I do.
That's what you want to do.
Do you, how about tell me about what you're making now?
I'm making a pillowcase, embroidery pillowcase.
Uh-huh. Is it for you or for a present or what?
Well, it's for me or the children, one of the girls. If they need pillowcases, I make for them embroidery, my tatting, something like that. You
do tatting?
Yeah.
Do you like to crochet too?
I've never learned to crochet. I never have.
I can't knit, but I can crochet
it. I knit.
Anything. I'm making a blanket now, crocheting it.
Well, did you make one of these little
vests?
Vests.
No.
They're so pretty, I think.
Do you like them?
Uh-huh. They crochet them.
She
is. I never have made one. I've never seen no sense in crochet.
Well, it's different, you know. You're used to holding the needles like this, mm-hmm. and I'm used to holding it like this, so.
Now, I love to knit. I never get tired of knitting.
Really? What kind of things do you make?
Sweaters and shoes.
Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Slippers, like, for around the house?
Bedroom shoes for children, the grandchildren.
Do you ever make a blanket?
No, I never have made a blanket.
Well,
she'd do anything she wanted to do.
Well, you're a nice husband to take care of her so she can do it. Well, I want to thank you very much, Miss Limerick.
Well,
you've been really sweet to help me.
I thought you wasn't through.
Pardon?
I didn't think you were through.
Well, I just want to go over those ones that we missed, if you don't mind.
Right.
I marked them, and we'll go through them real fast.
Look where my cat is, yeah.
Oh. Number 32, what do you call the low ground in the river valley?
What do you call the low ground in the river valley?
Just a bottom. Yeah.
Number 35, what do you call a paved road with a black surface?
A paved road?
I thought you'd answer that question.
Okay. What do you call the second growth of hay or clover when the first growth's been cut and it grows back again?
When you cut the second time.
The hay?
Oh, you wheel that up and house it.
Well, what do you call it, though? You call it hay, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going over the ones we didn't get the first time, you know. What do you call the small variety of the bullfrog that makes a chirping noise?
Toad frog.
What do you call the large worms used for bait?
Well, I don't know unless it's a mud worm or a
mud worm.
Okay, that was 63 and 65. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding when some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Celebrating.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word calisimpanum?
No.
Neither did I. Or shivery?
No.
A belling bee?
No.
I never heard of any of those either. I never met anybody else who did either. What do you call the flat grassy country around the sea coast?
I don't know.
I just thought I'd see if it came back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They call that savanna. That's how Savannah got its name, because it's the flat country down by
right?
the sea.
You know how Savannah got her name, don't you?
How?
You don't know?
I thought it was from the land around it.
No, Savannah? I think I'm better tell you now, little girl.
Okay, you tell me.
There was a lady that was named Anna. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
And she got drowned in the river at that Savannah. The ocean, whatever it was called. And some of them said, "Save Anna."
Oh, I bet that.
And the town had no name at that time, so they named the town Savannah.
Jack, please go to the house and get the car.
Can I drive you back over there?
No, I'm going off.
That's where it got from. Now, don't forget what it's over.
Oh, I won't. I'll tell everybody it's Savannah.
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 Well, it looks like the sun came out. What do you think?
Well, it's shining a little bit now.
Look, first one today.
They say we're going to have snow tonight.
This is the end of the interview with Mrs. in Hiltonia, Scriven County, Georgia, completed on January 19th, 1970. Lynn Friedman, interviewer.